talking with Senator-elect James Lankford. Senator, congratulations, and a really pretty fast move for you from really head of the Falls Creek camp to congressman and now senator.
No, this is just a matter of serving people. That's all this is. But I appreciate that and thank you. But my focus all along has been how do we serve people the best and what's the way to be able to do that. So I'm going to keep focused on that. So it's incredibly humbling to have this many people in the state say we trust you to be able to go represent us. And starting tomorrow morning, that's exactly what we're going to do.
You obviously got some decisions to make, and I know you've already thought about it, but what are the committee ideas that you'd really like to serve on?
Yeah, we could go start competing for those things. Two things start immediately on it, staff selections and then committee assignments, trying to fight for different committee assignments. The Senate literally has a committee on committees where you start competing for these different assignments. So energy is obviously huge. Commerce, all of our trade issues are a very big issue to us. Oversight has been a big issue to us. Homeland security is very significant to me. So there's a lot of things that we need to work on. Senator Inhofe will continue on with armed services, with environment and public works, which are very, very significant to our state, and I'll look in different areas, for instance, the commerce and all the trade issues, which are so big for what we do and actually commerce around the world.
What kind of Republican majority, if that does happen in the Senate, what does that mean to try to slow down some of this regulatory craziness of the Obama administration?
Yeah, you actually start to go after the funding for it. That's the key area. The Obama administration is going to continue to roll out the regulations. That's what they're going to do. We have the target to be able to control the funds that go to that. So they may set a regulation. If we have the House and the Senate, we're able to target specific programs and say, you may say you're going to do it. You don't have any money to actually do it and to be able to shut that down. That can't occur unless you have the House and the Senate. Hopefully we will have the House and the Senate by the end of the night tonight, and we can get started on that starting in January.
I know, of course, one thing that great interest to agricultural producers, EPA's Waters of the U.S. proposed rule.
Absolutely. If everyone has not already put in a comment, they need to get that in. They've got about another week to get in the comment on the Waters of the U.S. rule. Please get that in. That matter. I can assure you Sierra Club and other folks are putting their comments in. We need to have real producers that are actually putting comments in of how that will affect them, and that will be a big fight. They've lost that fight in the courts already once. They brought it back around again. We need to make sure that we're engaged in that fight.